Hello and welcome back to the Greater Greener Georgia podcast. Yes, it's been a while. My name is Christian and I'll be taking over for Alexis. And I can't think of a better way to kick things back off than with our 100% series. Can you imagine a world powered solely by clean, renewable energy? Well, so can we. One in three Americans lives in a state committed to 100% clean energy. So why not us? Stand with GCV as we urge our leaders for 100% clean energy in Georgia by the year 2050. And here to tell you more about that is GCV's very own Mia Delamar and Jesus Rubio. But before we hop into the conversation, don't forget to hit that follow button and share. Now let's dive in.
Hi, my name is Mia Delamar. I'm senior organizer at Georgia Conservation Voters, and I'm here with my colleague.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jesus Rubio. I am the current government affairs manager at GCV.
Yeah, so Jesus, I remember the first time I met you. I met you on Zoom. I think the first time I met you on Zoom, but the first project we worked on together that was like a big thing was our farm bill work. Mm-hmm. I think that you were such an instrumental part in that, just helping to bring all those things together. So first, I want to just commend you on being an incredible coworker and being such a great asset to the GCV team. And I think that your work here is it's already great. But I just see you growing to great places here as well. So
thanks, Mia. It's really sweet.
So yeah, I wanted to thank you for that. And I remember us all traveling, me, you, Christian, down to South Georgia, which is actually where a big chunk of my family is from, and why I wrote my farm bill blog on that. But do you want to talk about how that first experience was doing your first like GCV trip?
Yeah, absolutely. With us? Well, thanks for that kind anecdote. So yes, working with you has been really amazing because you always bring positive energy. You're very passionate about the issues that we advocate for, and that was honestly a really cool experience to getting to know you. Going to South Georgia, you'd been already working on the federal farm bill advocacy. And so to head down there to organize with the farming community and to have family ties down there, I think the blog post, I think, encapsulated everything that you've been doing down there. But yeah, it's been nothing but good times and, you know, good energy since. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. We'll get into what we're here for today.
Absolutely.
Our newest campaign, which we're still working on farm bill stuff, so hopefully that gets passed sometime soon. The 100% campaign, which is a campaign that was thought up in the GCV, you know, boardroom, because we really needed a campaign that was going to mobilize our voters in Georgia towards issues that we've been pushing them towards for the past couple of years, especially since 2018 with the revamp. And I think that the project itself is something that's going to last a long time, because moving towards the goal of 2050 is so important. And, you know, recognizing that Georgia itself takes a long time to change a political landscape. Especially when it comes to climate and clean energy issues. And so having 2050 as a goal for 100% clean renewable energy by 2050 is something that we felt would be attainable, not only just with us as GCV, which is our call to action in our project, but also with the help of all our other environmental people and partners who work with us hand in hand. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, so what's exciting about 100% is that it ties all of our legislative advocacy programs. So the work that Doug and I are doing in and out, you know, tracking legislation that pertains to the energy sector, as well as environmental protection, and even some of the democracy work that we've been working on. So it encapsulates that with the grassroots work that you've already been doing, making sure that we're mobilizing our volunteer base, making sure that, you know, Georgians are aware of, you know, this harmful legislation, because we can only do so much at the Capitol. It really does require grassroots mobilization. So really excited about our 100% campaign. I'd love for you to talk about our day at the Capitol because I thought that really encapsulated a lot of the work that we've been doing this year. Just how we were able to bring in folks that typically wouldn't come out to an environmental day. So.
Absolutely. So our 100% day at the Capitol happened in February, and this was the first GCV led lobby day that we've done. So normally we always participate in, you know, the Georgia Water Coalition's Capitol, you know, Conservation Day, Environmental Justice Day, Electric Vehicle Day, any day that aligns with our causes. Right. But this was the first time that we had a true GCV initiative led day where we were focusing on, you know, the 100% resolution, HR 807, and then also celebrating things that, you know, at that point it was going on the Senate side and we wanted to get that happening. Correct. On the Senate side, and just talking about our issues. So we partnered with Black Voters Matter, WFP, Environment Georgia, Georgia Wand, and so many of our partners who, Sierra Club, some of our partners who have or have had 100% initiatives and are also doing that work as well. And then we had some great volunteers come out and lobby their legislators. This was like the most, I believe this is the busiest day of the Capitol that's happened in the history of the Capitol, or at least in this legislative year.
Right.
It was probably like 15,000 people at the Capitol that day.
Yeah.
I'm not even lying. I bet if we look at the books and the sign-in log, or
I'm sure it was a fire hazard.
It was like very much a fire hazard. Very much the marshal should have said, okay, let's, we're at capacity. But it was amazing, and thank God we had 100% signs to lead people around the Capitol. And shout out to Representative Becky Evans also for coming out and speaking at our press conference early that morning at Liberty Plaza as well, and all of her help and the bills that have been instrumental in 100% work this year. You know, the CUC, which is SB 457, and then all just the bills and 100%. She was also she signed that as well.
Well, she introduced you know, to take it just a step back as it pertains to like what, you know, we were advocating for that day. So Representative Becky Evans helped introduce the Georgians First Fund bill, which was HB 1196. Doug provides a really good summary in one of our episodes about GFF and what it pertains to do. But, you know, this Georgians First Fund would address energy burdens across the state. And then with the House resolution, Representative Kim Schofield introduced a House resolution, HR 807, to transition the state of Georgia to 100% clean energy before the year 2050. And so that's kind of what our day
thing.
Celebrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we weren't able to get it in time because, you know, Senator Rahman had been working with the Legislative Council to help introduce the Senate version of it.
Right.
But Senator Rahman also introduced the Senate version a few weeks later.
Absolutely.
To accompany Kim Schofield's.
To accompany the 807, absolutely. Yep. So, and just on that note, I think the day was just pretty incredible. It was a day of great community and coming together and then having constituents speak about their issues and why 100% was important to them. Factually, only 22 states in America obviously have committed to 100% clean energy. And then around Georgia, we have certain cities that have DeKalb, Savannah, that have even the city of Atlanta, I believe, has also in the works of committing to 100%. I think theirs just might be 20, 30, 20,
I want to quickly shout out some of the municipalities that I know of that have committed to 100% clean energy.
Yep.
So city of Atlanta, city of Savannah. We know Athens Carr County has committed to it. City of Augusta, City of Columbus, Macon Bibb County. So I believe that, you know, I believe DeKalb County has as well committed to it. So we have a lot of grassroots, you know, energy that's helping make this happen at a municipal level.
Right.
But what me and I are working on is to get this across the state.
Across the state. Yep. So we believe, just based off of, you know, the people that have already committed, that 2050 is a great goal, because a lot of those cities, their goal is 2030, 2040. Some have 2050, But in order for the entire state of Georgia to move to that, it is going to take some time. And we do not mind as an organization taking that time to do the grassroots work to make sure that everybody has an understanding of the correct ways and how to power build your communities and bringing people out and, you know, getting people's stories and making changes at the legislature, but then the local level as well. It's just going to take time. And some people think that 2050 is far away. And it might be far away for a state like Michigan. I think Michigan is 2030, but that's Michigan. We're in a very, very different place. This is the South. And so here, things move a little slower. We talk slower and we move slower with legislation and change, especially in changes. Change is great, but change can be jarring to people, and change is also scary because you're going into the unknown. And so in order to move the entire state to 100%, it's going to take some work, it's going to take some legislation, and then it's also going to take people at the local level, just like the great people who are working now, to do it city by city. It's really something that can happen city by city. So hopefully every year we have new cities sign on for 100%, because it does affect everybody. Climate is something that affects everyone, and it's super important in making sure that our infrastructure can withhold how we're living. Okay, we live and we consume a lot. We take up a lot of energy, and a lot of things that we're doing as we move into a lot of more things, we're using more energy. And so making sure that we have something that's still great to the earth but still moving us forward, because we have to keep moving as the times move. So it makes sense that we've chosen that year. So shout out to GCB for a 2050 year. And we think that's going to be very successful. And I think it's important that the people understand too. And I think it's been very empowering to see all of the volunteers and people come out and be excited to support people that we may have not been able to engage before because we didn't have this specific campaign are now engaging with us because they also agree that this is something that needs to happen in Georgia. And so I think people from all facets can connect to something within 100% as to why it is important to their life and to their community. So hopefully as we keep continuing to do this work, we'll have more cities sign on, and we'll, and Jesus will remember the entire list that I couldn't remember of all the people and cities that I've tied on. So we're actually going to be doing a lot of that work as we head into 2024 and 2025, you know, working with municipalities and helping to, you know, see if we can get some more people to sign on for 100% in their city. Yeah, and by the way, we do have a internship program that's new. It's called the Victory Internship Program, and we're going to be hiring on some Victory interns, and they will be doing a lot of our 100% work and helping out in that. We would love somewhere down in the middle of the year, Q3, that we would throw some type of community event surrounding 100%. Not sure of the community yet, but I'm sure we'll find a great community that would rally behind 100%, where we can make a good impact. And so if you're looking to be a part of work like that, we'd love to have you. So
go this ahead. Is, you know, to add on to what Mia has said, you know, the good thing about this internship or fellowship program is that, you know, we looked at it as an opportunity to bring more people into the fold of environmental advocacy. We know that across college campuses, the majority of career fairs or hiring events tend to be within the private sector, don't provide a lot of opportunities to engage with nonprofit or advocacy. So we structured this program so that more college students can be a part of our movement, more can be educated on the issues that we're advocating for,
and
try to create a clean, renewable energy economy.
Yeah, so. And the youth. Correct. I say the youth. I'm young too. I am the youth. They're very energized and excited and ready to connect with us and make a difference. And they just need to know what's the specific thing that we're rallying behind. Because they know all about climate. They know that it's important. They want to make great decisions. They want to make sure our earth is doing what it needs to do and we are preserving things. And all we have to do is just give them, hey, this is the path. And they'll be like, let's go. And so I think it's amazing to see so many youth and people engaged, especially with 100%. We had a couple of people from Georgia Youth Justice Coalition join us at the Capitol. And then one of their members, Yurvi, she spoke at the press conference as well. And I think she was extremely well spoken. She's a student from Emory. And I just shout out to the Georgia Youth Justice Coalition for doing such a great job with training up young leaders, especially in the environmental space as well, because it's super important. And this is a hard industry to break into because it's a lot to learn. And I think it's awesome that there are opportunities given to learn at a lower level. You can learn, and then by the time that you're ready to enter into the workforce, you're ready and you have the knowledge beforehand, because coming into the space can be a learning curve. Hard. And it's a learning curve for anybody. It does not matter what side of politics you come from. When you step into environment, it is a learning curve. Shout out to Allie, who's our
shout out to Allie,
she is the I mean, other than our executive director, Briante, she knows everything that you can know about climate. It's literally an open book, an encyclopedia of knowledge that she's had. And so,
and energy policy is very difficult to understand. You know, what we understand based on what the scientists are telling us is that, you know, the energy sector produces the vast majority of carbon emissions. Mm-hmm. So whether it's, you know, all the fossil fuels that we utilize for our cars, or just, you know, domestic energy, you know, electric utilities, things of that nature, there's a lot that we need to navigate. Mm-hmm. And so in order for us to truly create a grassroots movement around climate change, we need to divulge the information to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And this program, I think, is a really good start, because we need the young people out there, you know. It's
for sure. I mean, they're our next leaders. They're the next people that are going to lead, you know. Jesus and I are next because we're, like, young. But, like,
they're, I
they're,
so
they're right on the cusp. They are right on the cusp of us. And so we can't wait to see what we do with this 100% program. It's a multi-year program because 2050 is a long time away. Mm. And we do hope that it comes before then. 2030 would be incredible. 2045 would be incredible as well. But we believe that we can reach it. If we reach it by 2050, that is seen as a success. And if we reach it before then, great.
Yep.
Hats off to us.
You know, some of the people that, you know, Mia was mentioning that partook in our advocacy day, but that we see as, like, strong partners in our cause, you know, Black Voters Matter, Georgia Wand,
Sierra Club,
Environment Georgia. Mm-hmm. As of late, Poder Latinx, Mi Familia Vota, Working Families Party. It's going to take all of us, you know, and the progressive community and advocacy nonprofits. Not everyone has the capacity to dedicate themselves solely to the environment like we are here at GCV. Mm-hmm. So I think that making sure that we have a broad coalition of nonprofit organizations that can advocate and mobilize their own constituencies and their own base is going to be a big part of what we're doing with 100%. So
yeah, it's like the piece of a puzzle. We are all pieces of the puzzle. And I think each piece has to come together to make the bigger picture. So GCV is one piece, and all of our partners are other pieces, and all the constituents.
Oh, and Georgia Youth Justice Coalition.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Georgia Youth Justice.
They've been great too.
And we're all pieces of a puzzle, pieces of a bigger picture. And it's going to take all of us to make the world great. It's already great. So, but just make it better than it is and preserve the earth that we have. So, shout out to 100%. If you want to get involved with our 100% work, please visit our website, gcvoters.org/100%. And you can find everything there. I encourage you to sign the petition and say, hey, I would love to be involved, and I believe that Georgia should be moved to 100% clean renewable energy by 2050. And then I also encourage you to send a message to your legislators. They are the people 90 days out of the year who are going to write this legislation into law for you. So it's important that you contact them on our website. And then if you want to volunteer with us, sign up to volunteer. I would love to have you at any of our events. I'm very nice. I would love for you to come canvas with us or join a community event. We'd love to have you. So thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you to Jesus for joining me on the couch.